Tallahassee, Hal Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Nora, and I don't stand a chance.
But you and I, we planned so much.
I'll come back or send for you. help you.
Please, if you leave, I'm going with you.
Nora.
If you want me to.
Want you? What else have I been working for? But, Nora, you'd better think it over. It means a definite break with your father.
I've thought of all that a million times. Here, help me through the window.
But shouldn't you take something with you? Extra clothes or...
We'll stop by the Widow Mason's place. She'll loan me anything I need.
Good. And we'll borrow another horse. Ride over to the county seat first thing in the morning. We'll be married.
Darling.
Come on. My horse's ground hits the other side of the corral. We can leave...
Look out, Jim. That ring bell with the pail right in front of you.
What? It's so dark. I couldn't...
Dad didn't hear.
What's going on down there?
Thing to do now is run for it. Here's my horse. Steady one. Give me a hand or I'll help you up.
I said, who is it? I said,
get up.
Nora! Is that you, Nora? Looks like that Master Jim Kelly's saddle horse. By Juniper Tiz. She's running away with that farmer. Whitey! Whitey.
I don't know.
Come on over to the bunkhouse. I want every puncher we've got to roll out and hit the leather.
Sure, boss. Anything you say.
What's happened? That daughter of mine. She's run off with Jim Kelly, the master.
Well, I'll be... We'll get the boys up pronto.
Come on, hurry. Let's get them out of the bunkhouse. Hurry up.
Roll out, you saddle tramp.
You heard what the boss said. Roll out.
And Tonto reined up their horses not far from the lower end of the Rastorem Corral. They hadn't been riding hard because Tonto's horse carried a double load. The body of a dead man was slung across his saddle.
Easy, big fella. This is a good side advance, Tonto. I may be able to get the information we want.
You wait here.
Kimasabe.
What is it?
See over there, the corral. Man on ground.
Well, I don't.
Where you come.
Aye.
Hey, I just thought of something else, Mr. Mathers.
Now what?
That telling hombre is one of the leaders among the Nestors. This might stir them all up. Start a range war.
What do I care? Nora's my daughter, and I say she's not going to marry a sodbuster. Come on, let's ride. Get up.
Who are you? Why should a couple of outlaws...
Otto and I aren't outlaws.
But I never saw you before.
I think there's one man here you have seen before. On that blanket, the other side of the fire.
Why, that? Sheriff Conroy. He's dead. I know he's dead because I...
You found me murdered a few hours ago down on the river trail. Isn't that right?
How did you know?
That's the main reason for running away, wasn't it?
I didn't kill him. He came to my place and served a warrant on me. And he left. A little later, I was on my way to the raft ram to see Nora. I found him.
Evidently, Tonto and I were right behind you. Well, we're taking the body into town and turning it over to the coroner.
I suppose that's the right thing to do. But it'll sure put a noose around my neck if I stay here.
If you're innocent, why run away?
Because I'm a farmer. Only about 25 of us living here in the middle of country, controlled by cattlemen.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I don't know why you helped me. Pulled me off from those raft ram gun hands. I guess it's none of my business. But now that I've burned my bridges, I can't see Nora again. I'll be drifting.
You could stay here and win out, if you wanted to.
One man against the raft ram? You're a loco.
You wouldn't be alone. Tonto and I'll help you.
How?
Well, the first thing we'll do is put the sheriff's body back where we found it. Then you stay here in camp for a few days, out of sight.
What good will that
give us a chance to find out why the sheriff was killed? I think I know now who did it.
It was about an hour later when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up on a back street of little town where the dead sheriff had maintained an office.
Flats that'd like to know what you've done with Jim Kelly.
What I've... I
don't know anything about the murdering coyotes.
Different stories than that going around town.
Don't care what kind of a story's going around.
Redskin rode in and told us that Jim Kelly was being held out at Crown Point Bluff.
Well, if the skunk's out there, I've got nothing to do with it.
So all of us farmers got together and decided to give you this warning. We're riding out to Crown Point Bluff now. If Jim Kelly ain't there, if you've killed him, it means war.
War? Why, you sniveling dirt scratchers? You messed on my range, steal my chattel, and now you tell me there's
going to
be...
I told you what we're going to do. We mean business.
Get up. Get up. Why, those sneaking little Crown Point Bluff, eh? Ray,
here, boss.
Tell every puncher we've got to buckle on his guns. We're heading for Crown Point Bluff.
Hey, who's the clodhopper just rode away?
Named Hank Purvis.
Whitey, you claim to be a gunslinger. Well, now you're going to prove it.
What do you mean?
The Nesters want war, so we're going to give it to them, starting just as soon as we can get to Crown Point Bluff.
Crown Point? What are you going out there for?
I just told you to wipe out the sodbusters.
But why?
Now, don't argue. Throw a rig on your bronc and let's go.
Hit the leather, boys.
That cloud of dust, it means every puncher on the Raff Ram payroll.
Hank Purvis and the other farmers. Are they down there below the point, Toto?
He tells farmer fella. He's sure to wait for signal.
Good.
Yes, I don't quite understand what you're trying to do. Seems to me this is a surefire way to start a war.
Not if we do as we planned. You ride down there now, and Toto and I'll wait here.
You've been right so far, mister. I'll string along.
Good.
Get up.
Those dirt scratchers who were going to start
this. Yes,
here they come. They spotted them, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how that Kelly kid happened to be here. I don't care. Those sodbusters asked for war, and that's what they're going to get. Break out your guns, boys. Ready for them, boys.
Don't worry, Jim. We'll match all the lead these cowpunchers want to throw.
Wait a minute, all of you.
There isn't
going
to be any gunplay.
What do you mean?
Matters than holding you out here against your will.
No, that isn't true.
An injured soldier.
A friend of mine sent that message. That all of you would be sure to be here. We wanted you to be here too, Mr. Mathers.
Cut the palaver, Kelly. Tell your yokel friends to fill their hands.
I think you've seen one thing you've overlooked here at Crown Point.
Yeah?
Look down there in the draw, the other side of those trees. There's a corral with about 200 head of stock in it. Raff-Ram stock.
What? Right, boss. I can see him through that break in the trees.
Looks like every steer that's ever been rustled from our herd.
You're right. Well, of all the concern gall, you've got nerve enough
I didn't steal the stock. Neither did any other farmer. That's why we wanted you up here, to prove that.
Don't waste time talking to that murdering skunk. Let's gun him down, all of them.
Yeah.
I'll do the first man who reaches for a gun.
What? Hey, look, boss, on top of the bluff. The mask on me. And the redskin.
What?
Nobody's stopping me.
I don't care how many owl hoots are sagging you. We'll take on the whole pack of you.
I don't think you will, Mr. Mathers. But you know the truth.
Yeah. What's that?
Where's Jim Kelly been if those cowpunchers haven't been holding him?
Jim's been with me. Ever since we left the Widow Mason's house yesterday afternoon.
And what's the idea of that engine over there? Tell
Jim has already explained the reason for that message. We wanted to be sure every farmer from the flats and every cowman from the rafter end would be here.
Now, it doesn't make sense. They've rustled my stock. It's all down there in that corral.
No. The farmers haven't stolen a single head of your cattle. Two men have done that systematically for 2 or 3 months. One of those men is on your payroll.
I don't believe it.
The other one is dead. He was Sheriff Conroy.
Conroy?
He was murdered when Whitey found out the sheriff intended to double-cross him.
Whitey? You mean
he's alive?
Watch out, Mr. Mathers. He's got a hideout shot.
I expected that from you, Whitey.
You broke my hand. That slug right through my hand.
You're lucky it wasn't your head.
Jim Kelly.
Lucky,
if he hadn't moved in front of me.
You're right, Mr. Mathers. Jim's quick sinking saved your life.
I don't know what to say.
How about it, Jim? Is your wound serious?
No. Just grazed my shoulder. I'll be all right.
So Whitey's been double-crossing me all the time.
Yes, here's proof of it. A letter to Sheriff Conroy from a cattle buyer below the border. He mentions his hideout corral. He agrees with Conroy that there's no sense in splitting the profits three ways.
Well, I'll be... How did you know Whitey was tied up with the sheriff?
I didn't. All I knew was that Whitey had murdered Conroy.
Well, how'd you know that? We all thought...
Because Antonio and I found Whitey bound and gagged last night and released him. The first thing he did was accuse Jim Kelly of murder. At that time, no one else knew about the killing.
Well, that thieving skunk sure had us all fooled. I've always thought the Nesters were the ones.
They've always thought that they couldn't get a square deal from cattlemen. You've both been mistaken.
Yep, I can see it now.
I'll leave word with the United States Marshal in the next county to come over and take charge of Whitey. You'll hold him till then, won't you?
Well, don't worry. The varmint won't get away from us.
Good. Ready, Tonto?
You ready?
Move to
get him out. Come.
Well, I'll be doggone. Jim, the biggest mistake I've made is about you. Yeah, Nora was right.
Well, that man in the mask helped me to
say... How about riding back to the Rafter M for supper? Give Nora a chance to fix a meal for a smart young fella and a dad-burned old fool.
Sure.
Let's ride.
Easy, boy.
All right, fellas, let's go. Get up.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.